This is Radio Nepal. I'm Dila Prasai with news, the headlines first. More than 4,900 candidacies registered for November 20th elections of House of Representatives and Province Assembly on their first past the post electoral system. Prime Minister Sherbhadra Deoba files candidacy from Dadeldhura and CPN UML Chairman KP Sharma Oli from Champa Constituency 5. President Bidya Devi Bhandari authenticates three separate bills endorsed by both chambers of Federal Parliament. And boat accident in Nigeria kills at least 76 people. Now the news in detail. More than 4,900 candidates have been registered for the November 20th elections of House of Representatives and Province Assembly under the first past the post electoral system. Spokesperson of the Election Commission, Saligram Sharma Powdal, said candidates registered their nominations through their respective election offices across the country. The spokesperson said more than 2,100 candidacies were registered under the House of Representatives and more than 2,800 candidacies were filed under the Province Assembly. He added that the number of candidacies would increase as the candidacy registrations are still being received from various places including remote areas. Meanwhile, Prime Minister and Nepali Congress President Sherbhadra Deoba has registered his candidacy for the House of Representatives election from Dadeldhura. Likewise, CPN UML Chairperson KP Sharma Oli has registered his candidacy for the House of Representatives election from Champa Constituency 5. Similarly, CPN Maoist Centre Chairman Puspakamal Dahal Prachanda has registered his candidacy for the House of Representatives election from Gorkha Constituency 2. CPN Unified Socialist Chairperson Madhav Kumar Nepal has filed his candidacy for the House of Representatives seat from Rauthat Constituency 1. Likewise, Senior Leader of the CPN Unified Socialist Chalanath Khanal has filed his candidacy for the House of Representatives election from Ilam Constituency 1. Janata Samajwadi Party Chairperson Upendra Yadav has filed his candidacy from Saptari Constituency 2 for the House of Representatives seat. Lokatantrik Samajwadi Party Chair Mahanta Thakur registered his candidacy from Mahottari Constituency 3. Rashtriya Prajatantra Party Chair Rajendra Lingden has registered his candidacy from the Champa Constituency 3. Likewise, Finance Minister Janardhan Sharma has filed his nomination from Rukum West. Minister Sharma will be contesting for the House of Representatives seat on behalf of the CPN Maoist Centre. Similarly, Communication and Information Technology Minister Gyanendra Bahadur Karki has filed his nomination from Sunsari Constituency 4. Minister Karki will be contesting for the House of Representatives seat on behalf of the Nepali Congress. Meantime, the Election Commission said it would publish the final name list of the candidates and provide them with election symbols on the 12th of October. A total of 165 seats under the House of Representatives and 300 seats under the Province Assembly will be contested in the elections. President Bidya Devi Bhandari has authenticated three bills that were endorsed by both chambers of the Federal Parliament. Issuing a notice yesterday, the Office of the President said President Bhandari authenticated the bill designed to amend and integrate laws related to insurance, the bill designed to amend and integrate laws related to public debt management, and the bill related to Animal Health and Livestock Services Commission yesterday. The value of the US dollar is gradually skyrocketing, thus making the Nepali currency weaker. According to the Nepal Rashtra Bank, the purchasing rate of the US dollar is 132.42 rupees, while the selling rate is 132.02 rupees per unit as per the foreign exchange rate of the for today. The rising value of the dollar is estimated to hurt the nation's economy, although the rise in the dollar's value will have a positive impact on remittance influx. You are listening to Radio Nepal 8am English News Bulletin. We continue with the international updates now. At least 17 people have been killed by Russian missile strikes on the southeastern city of Zaporizhia. The Ukraine Defense Ministry has said dozens more were wounded and several residential buildings destroyed. According to the BBC, the city is under Ukrainian control, but it is part of a region that Russia says it annexed last month. Zaporizhia has been hit repeatedly in recent weeks as Russia hits back at urban areas after suffering defeats in the south and northeast of Ukraine. Ukrainian President Zelensky called the shelling merciless strikes on peaceful people again. Meanwhile, Russian divers are beginning a full examination of the damage done by Saturday's explosion on the road and rail bridge linking occupied Crimea with Russia. Though limited traffic has resumed along one lane, a section of the bridge was brought down by the blast. Security has been tightened and Russian President Vladimir Putin has ordered a full investigation. Deadly landslides have swept over homes in Venezuela's Las Tejeras city, south of the capital Caracas. At least 22 people have been reported dead and a further 52 are missing after the torrential rainfall caused by La Nina weather pattern. Vice President Delcy Rodriguez visited one of the worst affected areas on Sunday. Rescue services are working to find those still missing, she said. President Nicolas Maduro described the situation as difficult and painful. At least 76 people have been reported dead after a boat accident in Nigeria's southeastern state of Anambra. The boat, which was carrying at least 80 people, capsized on Friday in the Ogbaru area in Anambra state. Most of the victims were women and children trying to reach safety after the community had been inundated by flood water. President Muhammadu Buhari offered his condolences to the families of the victims in the tragic accident. He also ordered a review of safety measures across the country's water transport system and said emergency services must do everything to account for those missing. Police in India have shot dead a tiger after it killed at least 9 people in Champaran, Bihar state. Dubbed the man-eater of Champaran, the tiger was killed after a hunt by around 200 police officers and district officials. Some officers patrolled on elephants to find it. India is home to more than 70% of the world's tigers. India's tiger reserves, protected areas where the animals can live, have not expanded at the same rate as its tiger population. That has forced some big cats to turn to human-dominated landscapes for survival, which leads to livestock and sometimes people being killed. Now to general weather forecast for the country for today. Forecasting division says the weather is likely to be generally to mostly cloudy in Karnali province and Sudur Paschim province and partly to generally cloudy in the rest of the provinces. Light to moderate rain with thunder and lightning is likely to occur at many places of Karnali province and Sudur Paschim province and at a few places of rest of the country. Kathmandu's weather report now. Maximum temperature of 28.7 degrees Celsius and minimum temperature of 16.5 degrees Celsius. With this news, we have come to the end of this bulletin. But before we wrap up the headlines once again. More than 4,900 candidates registered for November 20th elections of House of Representatives and Province Assembly under the first-past-the-post electoral system. Prime Minister Sherbadu Duba files candidacy from Didel Thura and CPNUM Chair KP Sharma Oli from Champa Constituency 5. President Bidya Devi Bhandari authenticates 3 separate bills endorsed by both chambers of Federal Parliament. And boat accident in Nigeria kills at least 76 people. Well, that's all that we have for this edition. Our next English News edition is at 2 in the afternoon. You can also listen to us online at our website www.radionepal.gov.nb for more news and online programs. Stay tuned, stay safe and have a good day.